Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
For more than 60 years, the United States has tried to influence the direction of communist-ruled Cuba. To achieve this, previous American administrations have employed a combination of sanctions, diplomacy, and political pressure, believing they can force political and economic change. But all have failed to deliver. Now, President Donald Trump says he is the one who's going to make Cuba great again for Cubans.
Look, it's a failed country, everybody knows it, and we're going to help them along, and we're going to help them because the people, because number one, I want to help them, you know, on a humanitarian basis.
His administration has declared Cuba a state sponsor of terrorism without providing any evidence, and has expanded sanctions targeting businesses linked to the Cuban military and tightened restrictions affecting fuel supplies and international commerce. Caught in the U.S. president's good intentions are ordinary Cubans, now facing an economic crisis unseen in decades. In a crowded apartment block in Old Havana, 64-year-old Felicia Alvarez, who is blind in one eye, is trying to navigate daily life while also managing diabetes and high blood pressure.
We've been without water for 6 months. Water is essential in a home. Without water, you're nothing. Life doesn't flow. That cistern is empty. Every 21 days or a little longer, if I don't push the mayor or the director of Aguas de la Habana, they don't send a water truck. What we need here is a big one. There are 22 rooms. Each room has 8 or 9 people. We have more. We're 10. So the power problem affects everyone. But this is where it hits us hardest. Yesterday, we hit 48 hours without power.
Stories like hers are becoming increasingly common. Cubans are measuring weeks without water, days without electricity, and hours spent every day struggling to secure basic necessities. And to make matters worse, Cuba this week announced that Visa and MasterCard transactions will stop working on the island after a foreign bank said it could no longer process payments involving a Cuban financial entity targeted by U.S. sanctions. For many Cubans, it's simply one more obstacle in a country where daily life already feels like a constant exercise in adaptation. Cubans even have a word for it, resistir, to resist. In Havana, resident Omaira Blanca says generations of Cubans have learned how to survive with very little.
We Cubans are fighters. We make things happen ourselves. With the little we have, we survive and keep moving forward. That's just how it is. That's how we Cubans are. We're cheerful, enthusiastic, and if you tell us, let's go over there and plant a little plant, we'll plant it. You put down a little seed and a sweet potato grows and we harvest it. We plant chili peppers, whatever it may be. That's how we are. Cheerful, enthusiastic, yet revolutionaries.
But resilience doesn't pay the bills. As shortages deepen and prices continue to rise, many Cubans are turning to the informal economy, finding whatever work they can and selling whatever they can get their hands on. Among them is street vendor Diosmel Ortega, who spends his days sorting through discarded items and selling whatever can be salvaged.
Everything right now, absolutely everything, practically all these little things we have here come from the trash. Given the current situation and the crisis, people come here to buy little things, whether it's a hose, a book, a CD, or even straws. Everyone knows where it comes from. They know we found it and put it there to at least try to make a little bit of money.
Meanwhile, across Havana, piles of rubbish have become an increasingly common sight as fuel shortages leave collection trucks idle and local authorities struggling to keep up. Rotting food, cardboard, and household waste now line some streets, attracting flies and vermin, while residents worry about the impact on public health as temperatures climb. Outside her home, resident Maria Ramirez points to a growing pile of rubbish she says has become a part of everyday life.
This pile of trash shouldn't be here. They should look for another place to put it, and not in a central inhabited area like this one. This here is a shame.
Community groups have organized cleanup projects to help fill the gap. But as conditions deteriorate, patience is becoming harder to find. Power cuts lasting hours and sometimes days and weeks have triggered protests in part of Havana in recent weeks. Residents have taken to the streets banging pots and pans, demanding solutions to shortages that many say are becoming impossible to ignore. Yet even now, many Cubans continue to respond the same way they always have. 70-year-old Maria Mercedes Gonzalez has lived through decades of shortages, economic crises, and political uncertainty. She says experience has taught her that some things simply cannot be controlled.
What else are we going to do? We have to hold on. I'm not going to start making a scene in the street. The power's out. I go to bed. I sit with the neighbors for a while. And when it doesn't come back, I just go upstairs and go to bed.
For Ms. Gonzalez, patience isn't optimism, it's necessity. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.